Knowledge is power, said social activist Patricia Hill Collins. Unfortunately, a large segment of America's black population is becoming increasingly powerless because of unequal access to quality education. Although the separate but equal clause was overturned more than a century ago, American schools are increasingly becoming more separate and unequal. Throughout my research, I found that the African-American population is not receiving the same level of quality education as their suburban white counterparts, which perpetuates the achievement gap between the races. Therefore, the greatest challenge of the 21st century in the United States is providing blacks with access to quality education. Fiscal inequality in predominantly black urban school districts acts as the most significant institutional barrier towards the African-American population in receiving a quality education. After Brown v. Board of Education, there was a significant backlash by white folks wanting to avoid desegregation. White families moved to the suburbs, which created unequal funding. The U.S. Accounting Office recorded that on average, 53% of urban students are living in poverty, opposed to only 7% of suburban students. Public schools rely on property taxes for school funding. Therefore, the white suburban communities with a wider tax base receive significantly more funding than their black urban communities. Teachers play another crucial role in providing students with access to quality education. A New York Times article called Large Urban-Suburban Gap Seen in the Graduation Rates that suburban and urban schools do not have the same access to quality educators. Through my research, I found that there is a direct correlation between low-achieving schools and poorly paid teachers. Because urban and suburban schools are physically and racially separate, it creates education inequalities between the races. Another significant facet of the lack of quality education for black folks is the increasing graduation gap between urban and suburban schools. I discovered how George W. Bush's No Child Left Behind perpetuated the dropout rate in urban schools. The program monitors progress through standardized test scores. If a school fails to meet the requirements, the school could be at risk of losing federal funds. The Civil Rights Project at Harvard University found that urban schools would discriminate against low-scoring students in order to raise the overall test scores. Paradoxically, No Child Left Behind was essentially hurting the students it was supposedly to be helping. Chief Justice Earl Warren stated it best when he said, "Separate education facilities are inherently unequal. If blacks continue to lack a quality education from the grassroots level, then poverty will continue to rise, jails will continue to overcrowd, and income inequality will continue to manifest. Only with access to quality education for blacks will the country meet the challenges of the 21st century and break through the ever-expanding cycle of poverty and oppression in the United States."